This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Saturday marks the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. On Saturday here in Oshkosh, there'll be a reading of the names at the county courthouse, a rally along Interstate 41 at the Witzel Overpass, and a stair climb challenge fundraiser at Anytime Fitness. Hopefully you'll spend some time this weekend remembering the victims of that day and beyond. The Grand Opera House says their shows will go on, but audience members will have to mask up. If you do plan to attend their Afterglow at the Grand Lounge, you'll have to show a proof of vaccination card or a negative COVID-19 test. The first show is coming up on September the 19th. Page 2. The Oshkosh Fire Department was busier than usual in 2020. Structure fires were up a whopping 50% as compared to the year before. 60 for 2020, 40 for the year before. Now, fire officials say one reason for the increase was COVID-19. More people were home, they were cooking. The fire department also says they responded to an increase in falls involving senior citizens. The Oshkosh Corporation is looking to diversify again. The Business Insider magazine tells us that Oshkosh is one of two companies looking to buy a bucket truck manufacturer. Oshkosh Corporation already makes everything from defense equipment to cement trucks, fire trucks, mail trucks, and now even more. UW Oshkosh is having a picnic on Sunday as they open up the campus to the community. September 12th marks the day 150 years ago that classes actually began at the school. It was called at that time the Oshkosh Normal School. It became UWO. Last night's public hearing on the Oshkosh School Board budget drew no input at all. Not a single person turned out for the public hearing. That budget increases the budget by about $10 million to nearly $160 million for the upcoming year. And finally, the Green Bay Packers open their season on Sunday as they take on the New Orleans Saints in Florida. Oneida Casino had hoped to offer sports betting for the NFL schedule, but now officials say they won't begin that until sometime in November. If my uncle, Uncle Norb, was still alive, he'd cover your bet this weekend. No doubt about that. That's Newsworthy for Thursday, brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC. We'll be back on Tuesday with more here on the Chamber website.